Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here's a story about one of the few professional women artists of the 17th century, someone whom art experts say has been lost to history. But that's changing. The Corio Museum of Art in Manchester, New Hampshire, is one of the latest institutions to acquire one of her paintings. Todd Bookman of New Hampshire Public Radio introduces us to her and her work.
The painting dates to the year 1630. The artist, Judith Leister, was something of a pioneer of the period. A woman painter, daughter of a brewer, she caught attention as a teenager for her skill. Alan Chong, the Courier Museum director, says Leister made a name for herself by painting people in real situations, like a Baroque paparazzi.
She mastered a style of quick impressions, capturing people in mid-pose as they're grimacing or laughing or having fun.
Chong is standing in front of an example of Leister's style, called Boy Holding Grapes and a Hat. It's a small painting, oil on wood, depicting a boy laughing, holding grapes and a hat. And that boy's face. Whew.
I mean, many people have said, the boy's kind of ugly. It's kind of strange. And again, I think that's important, that it's an awkward moment. And many of Judith Leister's figures have their head tilted back or seen at a weird angle, and their mouths are often open. And it is part of her style to capture the awkwardness of something that's really happening.
It isn't clear who originally purchased Leister's painting, but more than 300 years later, it shows up in Hollywood, of all places.
The Red Skelton Show!
Red Skelton, a famous comedian of early television, buys the painting. After Skelton, it ended up in the hands of the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, which in 1977 then sold it at auction. Around that same time, a PhD student named Frimma Fox Hofrichter took an interest in Leister, in large part because she'd been ignored by most art historians. Hofrichter is now at the Pratt Institute.
And that's always been very exciting. In fact, she is the perfect example of a woman lost to history.
Hofrichter says Leister was admitted into the local Artists Guild in 1633, a kind of professional union, and one of just a handful of recognized women artists of the period. She then married another successful painter, Jan Mintz Molinar, and the two likely worked together on paintings under his name, while Leister managed their business affairs. She had five children, still painted some herself, but after her death at age 50 and then her husband's death a few years later, her works were largely forgotten.
Her paintings are listed as by the wife of the deceased or by Mrs. Molinar, her married name, not Judith Leister.
It didn't help that she often didn't sign her names on paintings. For 200 years, there was barely any mention of Leister in historical records. But slowly, more and more works have been attributed to her. Today, there are about 35 known paintings. Alan Chong from The Courier said they decided to hang their Leister next to a painting already in the collection by her husband, side by side, nearly 400 years later.
I hate to say it, but the direct comparison between her work and his work in the Courier Museum really shows her to be the superior painter, you know, a more dynamic, a more incisive painter with better technique.
That technique, her ability to capture real people in real places, nearly half a millennium later, Leister is getting the recognition some art lovers say she's always deserved. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.